Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 6:11, former President Donald Trump will return to Wisconsin for a rally this weekend, southwest part of our state. President Biden addresses the UN General Assembly today, and Vice President Harris has plans to meet with the President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, in Washington later this week. Let's get to all of it. With ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers in Washington this morning. Karen, can we start first with the President's address, his final at the UN today? Now, we've set up President Zelensky of Ukraine plans to meet with both VP Harris and former President Trump this week. What weight, if any, does the current president still pull on the national stage?
I think some. You know, I think people are waiting to see what happens in the November election. And, of course, you know, this is always an interesting time for American politics on the world stage as global leaders are waiting to see what things will shake out over the next couple of months. So, you know, hedging bets is maybe a phrase that you might hear from officials around the world of, like, just waiting to see what plays out here. So no surprise when you've got world leaders coming to New York for these days of meetings, they're going to meet with everybody they have a potential chance to meet with and see who might be in office in the next couple of months.
So Vice President Harris doesn't have a lot of campaigning events on her schedule this week. You've sort of been looking into that. Is that a strategy?
Yeah, it was interesting to us. Like, when you looked at the days ahead, you had former President Trump in Pennsylvania yesterday, Georgia today, North Carolina tomorrow, Michigan Friday, and then he's heading out to your state on Saturday. That's a really busy schedule for him, especially because he hasn't kind of done, you know, five states over the course of 6 days. We haven't seen, like, that type of pace from the former president. And Vice President Harris's schedule, in comparison, really seems light. She's going to Pennsylvania tomorrow for a speech on the economy in Pittsburgh. And we know she has campaign events scheduled later this week in Arizona and likely in Nevada. But in terms of other battleground states, she doesn't have anything officially announced yet. She was in Washington at the White House yesterday for a meeting with the president of the UAE, similar to President Biden's meeting. And she'll be at the White House on Thursday for a meeting with President Zelensky of Ukraine. So, you know, the campaign says they're trying to balance her on the campaign trail while also doing foreign policy meetings because of everything that's going on this week with the UN. But it did seem notable with 6 weeks out, there's a very different balance of events this week. The campaign says don't read too much into it, that there isn't some bigger strategy to a lighter schedule this week, and that there have been plenty of weeks where she's been hitting the campaign trail hard and Trump has not. Also interesting to us was a campaign official saying, you know, more isn't always more. They're very strategic with her time. She's doing local interviews. She's appearing on a podcast, we're told, and doing, you know, local targeted television and radio, which they feel gets a lot of bang for the buck out in battleground states.
ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers with us live this morning from Washington. Thank you, Karen.
Have a great day.
There is also that over fatigue that you can run into, not necessarily for the candidate themselves, but for the consumer, the American who might get fatigue of...
I'm seeing too much of this,
overexposure,
right? We're already
right?
seeing the commercials and the whatever. You know, conservatives would suggest that she's being hidden.
Sure,
that,
of course.
Her campaign is afraid to roll her out. I think there also is a legitimate, perhaps, strategy here as well of, should we just burn these folks out into the ground, right, by campaigning and campaigning and campaigning, and then there's nothing left at the end for those bigger moments, and then you see stumbles and things like that.
Oh,
it seems like at least they've taken that part into consideration as well.